Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. Well, what a year it's been, right? I mean, what do we make of 2020? The verse that came to mind when I thought about this year was Romans 12:15. Here's what it says. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Paul is writing to the church at Rome and spelling out what kind of community they should be. As Christians, we are a community. We are a people. And we are encouraged in the New Testament with a lot of phrases that include the words one another. Ways that we should relate to each other because that's what Jesus has done for us. Like love each other. Bear one another's burdens. Be kind and compassionate to one another. And this verse in Romans shows us that we should rejoice with one another, but we should also weep with one another. We are called to bear one another's burdens while also celebrating each other's victories. We are there for each other in the highs and in the lows. I thought about this verse because many of us have had a lot to weep about this year. Some have lost their lives. Others have lost loved ones. Still others have lost jobs. And even more losses from this last year that have been very hard. And I think it's appropriate for us to grieve with those that have experienced these losses, to be there with them and for them in their loss. You know, the story of Job in the Old Testament shows us how big of a mistake Job's friends made in trying to give him a lot of instructions. They said a lot of things to Job that did not apply to him. But one thing they got absolutely right is when he experienced all the loss in his life, they were there for him. And they sat with him in their grief, in his grief rather, before they even uttered a word for 7 days. 7 days they sat with him without speaking. And if 2020 has taught us anything, I think that it's we're called to sit with each other in our grief, to sit with each other in our loss. It's one of the most powerful and generous gifts that we can give somebody in the body of Christ is our presence. Not our words, not our wisdom, not the appropriate, most appropriate Bible verse, but our presence to just be there for them and with them and share in their grief. But the other side of this is equally true. We aren't just called to grieve with those who grieve, but to rejoice with those who rejoice. We should take some time as we wind down this year to find the joy in the difficulty, to celebrate the goodness of God, even in loss, to find hope in the gospel, even with the pain we have felt. We should rejoice and celebrate with those that are rejoicing. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks for coming to check out the DriveCast today. I hope that you have a really great and happy new year and that you'll come back for more episodes this week. Father, it has been a very challenging year for a lot of people. And God, we want to be sensitive to the loss that a lot of people have experienced. Lord, would you use us as we empathize with others, that we would grieve with those who grieve, that we would sit with those that need our presence. And God, we wouldn't use our words as much as we would just use our lives to encourage them. And Lord, as we rejoice with those who rejoice, as we find joy even in the difficulty and struggle, help us to see those things that we can celebrate with others. Now you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to use you to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice.